another shot after shiur. I might even stop shiur a few minutes early. I believe. Probably the faster I get out of here, the better. Okay, anyway, we're in Taisa Ishim Mishim Chitzov. So we saw that Taisa says that in order to have a few of Chitzov, we don't need that the Baalim should do the mice, but that the Baal HaEish should do the mice had not the mamish. If he did a pshio that allowed the Gachelis to get into motion, to get going, allowed the Gachelis to escape, so that's also Mechayev and Mishum Chitzov. Yeah, so yesterday I asked the question from the case of Nafal Hageda. So what is Kol Lechitzov? Even though you could, you're a Pinshe, you have to rebuild together, but it's called Kol Lechitzov. So Charles, why of the Chayu, what do you mean Kol Lechitzov? He's Pinshe, so now it's Chitzov again. But I thought, Lechayu, you have to say that Taisus only means when you have a Gachelis and Nagnesh. That's Lechayu, so the Gachelis Kishel Atzmei doesn't have a Shevesh. You see, give a gachelis to chayish to the kotlan. That's not called that. You're not chayiv. If a gachelis was an eish, that's all to surface havana. They're also a gachelis doesn't have a shem mazik. If a gachelis had a shem mazik and you gave it to a chayish to the kotlan, how could you possibly be potter? A mazik needs shmir. It's muchach from that. It's muchach from that. The chayir it's muchach from the din. If you gave a gachelis to chayish to the kotlan, you potter b'dinei yodah. That a gachelis is not a mazik. If it's not a mazik, it's not eish. So if you took a gachelis and you were pesheya, and because of your pshir, the gachelis became an eish, that's called chitzov. Even though you weren't mad with the eish, but your pshir brought the eish into being, that's enough to make it into chitzov. In case we already have an eish, the eish is going, but there's a geder, and then the geder falls down. So that's not called chitzov. It was eish that I made the eish, but that was called the chitzov. I only made the chitzov that they should go up to the geder. Now the geder fell down, now it's going to go weiter. That's not a pshia, that makes the eish. That just goes into Yishim Mishud. That's just a geder of Yishim Mishud Mimoyna. That's the Gemara on Chod Gimel. Now, Kapon, that's Shifas Ad Taisus. And I thought that from Rashi, it's Mithuyuk that Rashi is Chaylik on Taisus. The main deal, Gemara, first of all, Rashi by us says, is Mashman that he did the Hadlaka. So he doesn't say so much, but Rashi and Chav Gimel and Aleph. By the Gemara about Nafla Dleika, so the Gemara is lashon Nafla Dleika. Rashi's lashon is that B'shosh Shehid L'Kayish Haynu Zikas Achayitz. That's pretty clear. B'shosh Shehid L'Kayitz Haynu Zikas Achayitz. Rashi lashon that you need a ma'isa, that you need a ma'isa hadloka. You have to do the hadloka in order to be chayiv for chitzav. I was mesupik going to Rashi. Let's say you did the hadloka, but you did the hadloka of a gachelis, and then the gachelis went out and you were b'shei, like in Tosis' case. Then the gachelis then made not through your ma'is hadloka, but the gachelis. Is that called that you did the hadloka? Maybe that's not called you did the hadloka, because gachelis not an eish. The same idea. Gachelis not an eish. Doing the hadloka means you took the gachelis and you lit the godish. You took the gachelis and you don't have to light the godish even. You lit it somewhere else and it spread to the godish. That's called you did the hadloka. That's mean you did the mice that made the eish. I'm not sure. Maybe you're lighting the gachelis itself. Maybe that's not called that you did the hadloka. That's not called you did a mice hadloka. I'm not sure. If that would be true, then it would be maybe a havana in Rashi and Chav Gimel Meralek. Rashi and Chav Gimel Meralek, the Gemara says, "V'chayiv nami bala gachelis." Right? The Mishnah says the bala gachelis is chayiv for burning down the godish. The Gemara says, "V'chayiv nami bala gachelis." The Gemara answers that the bala gachelis closed the door and he did a proper shmira, so you can't be mechayiv the bala gachelis. But the Gemara wanted we should mechayiv the bala gachelis. So Rashi over there says that the kash is only because of Yishim Yishim Meimayda. And even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Yishim Mishum Chitzov, also agrees that it's also Mishum Emayna. The Gemara is asking Mitzad Yishim Mishum Emayna. But Mitzad Yishim Mishum Chitzov, there's no kasha. Rashi doesn't explain what he wants. The Rosh is Chalukah and Rashi. Rashi doesn't know what Rashi wants. Why isn't Yishim Mishum Chitzov? The Rosh guy holds like Tosis, that you don't need a Maisad Lachamamish, all you need is a Pshir. So the Rosh says, letting the Gachelis get a hold of your Gachelis, that's a Pshir, so why isn't it Yishim Shemchitzel? So Rashi also knows you need a Maisad Loka, but before you have a Maisad Loka, I lit the Gachelis. So why does Rashi think that the Kasha of L'chayiv Nami Vala Gachelis is only L'madom Yishim Yishim Amayna? Even L'madom Yishim Shemchitzel. I lit the Gachelis. The Vala Gachelis lit the Gachelis, presumably. He lit the Gachelis. Now the Gachelis took the Gachelis. So why isn't that called Yishim Yishim Chitzel? So if we'll say that lighting the Gachelis is not called the Maisad Loka, you have to take the Gachelis and set fire to something else that's going to spread. That's a Maisad Loka, that I understand the Rashi. Lighting a Gachelis is not a Maisad Loka, so it's not Yishim Yishim Chitzel. It's Yishim Yishim Moina, because you should have watched the Gachelis. Well, I told you that also, why do you have to watch the Gachelis? But Akoponim, maybe that would be Mahalach in that Rashi. Well, we'll see later on. Behemshach, I think there's other explanations of the Rashi. We don't need to say this. So, we don't need to say this. So there's another Mahalach in that Rashi, which we're anyway going to have to come on. So there's not really going to be a riot in that Rashi. But that's a Mr. Sofik. I'm a Sofik. Yesh l'stafik. I don't know about one way or another. According to Rashi, that who seems to hold that you need a Maisa Hadloka, is it enough to do a Maisa Hadloka as a Gachelis? Or do you have to do a Maisa Hadloka in an Eish that's Heulechu, Mad? Any of them. So Taisus. So Taisus holds that Yishim Yishim Chitzav means you did a you were Pesheya. You don't need a Maisad Loka Mamish, you were Pesheya and allowed the Gehelas to spread. So at the end of the Shir yesterday, I left off that with the question, the Gemara says in Amud Beis that if you gave a Gehelas to a Cheres Shaita Bekotun, if you gave a shalheves to a chereshet to a katan, so the Gemara says that that's not called chitzah. That's chitzah the cheresh. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says moser the chereshet to a katan, the potter b'dini adam. The Gemara says bishlam olamad amar ishem ishem chitzah, so chitzah the cheresh. Adam ishem ishem amayne, why you chayim ishem amayne? The Gemara answers nechrami. That the why Chayim Yishim Amayin? So my answer is Reish Lakish says it's talking about Yehuma Gachelis. So Gachelis is not Yishmir at all. It's not even Yishayim Yishum Amayin. But the implication is that if you gave him a Shalheves, then there would be a problem of Yishayim Yishum Amayin. But it's still not Mishum Chitzah. That's Taisus points it out of it. The Gemara starts off thinking it's a real fire. The Gemara says, well, I understand if it's Yishayim Yishum Chitzah, it's not Chitzah. Chitzah of the Cheresh. But if you hold Yishim Yishim Mamayna, why isn't it at least Mamayna? The Gemara answers is talking about a Gachelis. A Gachelis is not even Mamayna. But the Gemara in the Kasha thought that it really is an Eish. It's not a Gachelis. It's a real Eish. And there is an issue of Mamayna. L'madom Yishim Yishim Mamayna, you really should be Chayiv. And you are Chayiv. But it's still not called Yishim Yishim. It's still not called Chitzov because Chitzov the Chayosh. Shaila is Saratosis. It's going to be a question for Rashi too, but Saratosis. Why is it not Chitzov? I was Pesheya by giving, I have an Eish. I was Pesheya in the Shmir's Eish by giving it to a Cheresh. So why is that not Yishim Yishim Chitzov? Tosis asks this kasha. Tosis always begs. Tosis the nusach. Tosis asks his manusha. If the chayrish is a roof mitzuyah, so then it's chitzul. Why is that not chitzul? And if he's a roof she'ena mitzuyah, then it shouldn't even be a pshiyim minor. Tosis answers that there's that to be called chitzov, it's not enough to have a ruach mitzuyah. You need a ruach mitzuyah harbe karav lebada. Which it says in Tosis, it's an important thing that pshia has a different yardstick than chitzov. Pshia and shmiris memaynai. You have mam and hamazik already. Yishum shem memaynai or shara mazik and so on. So you have to be shomerit. So all you need to be chayev is it a regular degree of pshia, ruach mitzuyah. Is a ruach mitzuyah is going to be mayel chadesh. Avada that's reckless to leave the shore or to leave something that could be that a ruach mitzuyah could cause it to get free and be mazik. So in the din of mamon hamazik that you peshay in mamon hamazik, if you were peshay that a ruach mitzuyah could take it away, so that's called that you were peshay. But to have din of chitzov, so even though Taisa told you don't need a ma'aseh halacha mamish, all you need is a pshia. But the pshia has to be a pshia of karav levada, because a pshia that's not karav levada, that means there's a big difference between a ruach that might take the ish and a ruach that will take the ish. A ruach that might take the ish is a pshia in my shmira, so I'm chayav for not being shomer my mom and amazah. But it's not called the halachas ruach is my maisa. With the halachas ruach or the halachas acherish who's like a ruach is karav levada, then the halacha is called my maisa. Because that's the idea of Isha Mishum Chitzov, that even though it's not Mamish Koichi, that was Rosh Chodesh's title, it's Lav Koichi. But Rav Yochanan says, no, the Torah is Mechadish, that here, even though it's just Koich Hacham Urabai, but it's still called your Maisa. It's still called your Maisa. But it's only called your Maisa when the Ruach was, when the Ruach was Karav Levadim, that's going to come. So then allowing the Ruach to take it, that's called your Maisa. But if it's not Karav Levadim, it's going to come. So it may be a Pshia, but it's not called your Maisa. So in order to have, that's important to have chon in Tosis. That according to Tosis, even though it's enough, the Isha Mishum Chitzav only requires a pshia, it's a different kind of pshia than the regular pshia of Maman Amazik. The regular pshia of Maman Amazik is a Ruach Mitzuyah, a regular Ruach Mitzuyah. But the pshia that's Mechayiv in Mishum Chitzav, that's the pshia of Karav Levada. So that's going to be going forward. Every time we have this issue, every time Tosis is going to come up, that pshia is enough to make it into Chitzav, we have to make sure that we keep clear. We're not talking about the regular pshia of Maman Amazik. We're talking about the special pshia of Ruach Mitzuyah Karav Levadai that could make it into Maisav. I was glad I'm super. So what will be in the following case? Let's say I have a gachelis and I was pshia of pshia gdolah Karav Levadai, and now the ish is and now the gachelis taka gets out and now it's spreading. So it's called my chitzel. But let's say there's a wall that's going to stop the Eish from going beyond a certain point. But that wall itself could be knocked down by a Ruach Mitzuyah. In other words, there's like two Pshias over here. There's one Pshia Gdoila, Karav Levadai, that my Gachelis is going to turn into an Eish and it's going to start to spread. Then there's another Pshia, but this is only a Pshia on the level of Ruach Mitzuyah. If it's a pshia on a level of Ruach Mitzuyah, that the fence is going to be blown down by an ordinary wind, and then the ish is going to go further. So is that called chitzov or is that called chitzov? Maybe I only need a Ruach Mitzuyah harbi karav levadai to turn the gachelis into an ish, because that's the pshia that makes it into my chetz. But once now it's in motion, maybe even a regular level pshia will be enough to be mechayim. Mishum chitzov. Maybe not.
According to Tosfos, does it matter whether or not there's a pshia in that wall, or just whether or not the wall of mice is there at the end of the day to block the age?
The wall did blow down.
Huh?
I mean, the wall in the end blew down with the Ruach Mitzuyah, so there was a pshia. But it wasn't chitzov, because it wasn't for sure that the wall's going to come down. But I had already Karav Levadai, the initial, if I'm right. And we said that the issue of the pshila you need is the pshila turns the gachelis into an eish. So that I had, that was karav levada. Now the eish is gone. The eish is going. Maybe it's called chitzav even beyond the wall if the wall will fall down with the ruach mitzuyah. Or maybe not. Mistaba, I think that the svara probably is that it's kol lechitzov. That it's kol lechitzov. Even though it is chitzov, we see from the Gemara there's a notion of kol lechitzov. That if when I shot off the chetz, it was only the chetz ordinarily would only reach a certain point where it would be blocked, and then the chetz the barrier was removed. So the Gemara called that kol lechitzov. And there was a pshita. In a way, it's similar to the case in the Gemara, except the case in the Gemara, the Pshia happened later. But in principle, the Chor is like the case in the Gemara. So the guy set a fire, the fire is going and going, but there's a wall, the wall falls, and now he's Pshia and he doesn't rebuild the wall. So the Gemara calls that Kol Lechitzov. Here it's a little bit different than my case. In my case, there the Pshia happened later, after I shot the Chetz, after I set the fire. In my hypothetical case, the case is that the Pshia was there from the very beginning. Because when I set the fire, there was a Pshia that the wall would be knocked down by Yeruch Metzuyah. But Misfara, I'm not sure, but probably it's still called Kol Lechitzov. Lemaisu, since the level of Pshia that you need to be called Chitzov is Karav Levadei, and the Karav Levadei was only that the fire is going to go up to the wall, beyond the wall it's not Karav Levadei that it's going to go. There's a Pshia, and the level of, there is a Pshia over there, but it's not Karav Levadei that it's going to go beyond the wall. So that's still called Kol Lechitzov. My Chitzim were only up to the wall, because the Pshia Karav Levadei was only a fire that could go up to the wall. Beyond that is called lechitzov. So you'll be chayif ishim shimulene for sure, but ishim ishim chitzov lechorena. I must have a horror now. I'm not quite sure what to do with this. Again, the Gemara asks when you gave the fire to the chayir shaytu v'koton. So the Gemara asks, why are you chayev? It's chitz of the chayrish. So Taisus asks, what do you mean chitz of the chayrish? Just retracing our steps. Taisus asks, why is it chitz of the chayrish? You were pesheh. You gave it to a chayrish. You were pesheh. Taisus answers, it's not a karv levada. But I'm not sure what Taisus cash in the first place. Why couldn't Taisus answer like this? Maybe when I... If we're right... That the pshia that makes it into chitzov is the pshia that turns the gachelis into a fire. But a pshia that lets a fire go further doesn't make it into chitzov. And how that's mukul from the case of nofel ageder. Whereas it's nofel ageder, so you could rebuild the wall. And if you don't rebuild the wall, the fire is going to go further. The Gemara calls that kol lechitzov. Why is it kol lechitzov when al is an upshia? She said behechach. That pshia only makes it into chitzov when it's the pshia of a gachelis. The pshia that a gachelis should become an eish, you were pshia, and because of the pshia, the gachelis got out and became an eish, that's a pshia that makes it into chitzov. But once you have an eish that's going, and there was a wall, but then the wall fell down, and you were pshia, you didn't rebuild the wall, the Gemara says that's not called chitzov anymore. That's called a chitzov. That's not a pshia that's called chitzov. That's not a pshia that turned the gachelis into an eish. And there's a pshia that allowed an eish to spread further. That's not called chitzov. The chitzav has to be the pshia that makes chitzav has to be the pshia that created the ish. So why can't Tosu say that the pshat in the Gemara is maybe there's no difference pshia harbi not pshia harbi? Well, why does it say this? What the Gemara means when it says chitzav the chayreshu, the Gemara means is that even though you were pshia when you gave the ish to the chayresh, but it was already an ish, wasn't a gachelis that you gave to the chayresh? Because that's the Gemara's teretz that you gave him a gachelis. But the Gemara in the Kasha thought you gave him more than a gachelis. You gave him an ish. So that means that you already made the eish. But the eish that you already made was godr, because you didn't haven't yet given it to a cheresh. So it was godr, it was in your house, it was in your place, it wasn't going to spread out. So you already made the eish, but the eish has a gedder. Now when you give it to the cheresh, so that's a nupshia, but that nupshia, l'chor, is not going to have a status of chitzov. That should be like the pshia of nafel ageder. It's hoyoloi the godroi. Over here also, hoyoloi, not to give it to a cheresh. But that later pshia doesn't make it into chitzov. There's a kasha that's bothering me now. You have a kasha?
I'm asking, let me go over the question again. The Gemara from Gimel talks about a case where you set a fire and the fire is going and it's chitzov, everything's chitzov. But there was a geder and then the geder fell down and you were peshe, you didn't rebuild the geder. So the Gemara calls that kolel chitzov. It's not chitzov. So we ask, why is it not chitzov? Taisus holds that pshia makes it into chitzov. So chayritz mukhuch. And there the chayritz of pshia kolel vade. If you don't rebuild the wall, it's kolel vade. The fire is going to go beyond the wall. So chayritz. The Gemara calls that kolel chitzov. So why isn't that chitzov? There's a new chitzov. The pshia is a new chitzov. Unless we'll be nitchak that the Gemara is talking about a case where it's not, even after the wall falls down, it's not karav levade that the fire is going to go beyond the wall. It's a pshia, but it's not a pshia karav levade. So therefore, there's no new pshia on the level of karav levade that can make a new chitzov. If we have to, but the Pashtus is the Mechatesa that I was talking about there. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world because the Gemara is not asking a Kasha, the Gemara is saying a Teres. The case is, I give you a case, we're looking for a case of Talmud. The case is Kol Lechitzov. What's the case of Kol Lechitzov? The wall fell in Hoyle Ligdor. Maybe the Gemara means Hoyle Ligdor and Sibshia on the level of Shia Shen of Shia Ruch Matsuya to Kabshia. A Ruch Matsuya will now take the fire past the fence. But it's not a Kol Lechitzov that the fire is going to go past the fence. So maybe that's not a knot. Maybe the pshia there is not a pshia gemura, and therefore maybe that gemura is no raya to the entire site. Maybe it's not true. Maybe every pshia makes it into a. Maybe even a later pshia can make it into a chitzov, but only a pshia that's karav levada. Okay, that would be interesting, but let's tentatively say that that's not true. And we'll say, like I said originally, that if it says in that gemara that even though there's a new pshia doesn't make it into chitzov. Chitzov has to be, the pshia that makes it into chitzov has to be the original pshia that turned the gachelis into an eish. But once the gachelis is an eish, that's and it's chitzov, a later pshia is not going to, or let's say the gachelis became an eish not with through your pshia, and then you had a later pshia doesn't make chitzov.
Yeah. That what you see is that whenever there's something down the line that cuts you, that makes the ash no longer an extension of your hand, mm-hmm. So then it's no longer considered your chitz.
But I understand. But l'chora, what is it now that the wall fell down?
Since the original action, you learned there was since the original ash in your property. Wasn't pshia because there was a wall.
Right.
So now, since the wall fell, if it was just pshia pizza, mm-hmm. it's no longer your chaitz.
Why not? Why can't the fact that I have an eish and I was pshia in it make it my chaitz? Now I have a new pshia, so now I have a pshia and an eish, and Taisa is a pshia and an eish, makes it my chaitz. A pshia and a gechelis makes it my chaitz, so why can't a pshia and a big eish make it into my chaitz? I have a pshia and this eish because I'm not rebuilding the wall.
Because the original Eish, there was no Pshia. And a Chait is only something that it has to stem from the original Pshia.
Okay, but we're still saying that there has to be, so even if so, but we're still saying that there has to be a Pshia in the original creation of the Eish in order for it to be called Chitzah. If the creation of the Eish was Bainus, or wasn't the pshia anyway because there was a wall, so I can burn down my lawn if I want. So if there was no pshia in the original making of the eish, then a later pshia is not going to make it into eish. So that much we have to say. So let me just finish the kasha. So the question then now is, okay, so now let's go back to Chafez and Beis. The Gemara in Chafez and Beis says, the Mishnah says he gave an eish to a chersher to the katan, so it's a yapotu v'dinayon. So the Gemara says, bishlam olamad dom ishim ishim chitzov, we understand chitzov the chersher. So it's still Mamaina, you were Peshe and Shmiris Mamaina. The Gemara answers that you gave him a Gachelis. And a Gachelis is not a Pshe at all, a Gachelis is not a Mazik. But it's clear that the Gemara in the Kasha thought that it's not a Gachelis. The Gemara in the Kasha thought you're giving him an Eish Mamash. And on that the Gemara said, Bishlam Olam Adam Rishim Mishum Chitzov. So it's not Chitzov, it's Chitzov the Cheresh. But Mishum Mamaina, so why isn't it Mamaina? And that Taisus asks, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Monashach. If a cheresh is considered like a ruach mitzuyah, then it should be chitzuv too. And if a cheresh is like a ruach sheinu mitzuyah, then it shouldn't even be memoina. So Tosfos has to distinguish between different kinds of pshia. Pshia karav levadai, and pshia that's not karav levadai. For chitzuv you need karav levadai, for memoina you don't need karav levadai. So I'm asking, what was Tosfos kasha in the first place? Yes, it's true, when I gave the eish to the cheresh, I was pshia. But the pshia happened after the eish was already created. I have an eish. My gachelis was turned into an eish. Now it's an eish. I'm not giving him a gachelis. The Gemara Teres, they gave him a gachelis. The Gemara Kasha thought I gave him an eish. So that means the eish was already created before my pshia. So don't you see from the Gemara Chav Gimel that a pshia that happens after the creation of the eish is not chitzov? That's called kolal chitzov. So here, the Gemara is very good. My chitzov, when I made the gachelis into an eish, that was kataka chitzov. But at that point, the eish was safely at home. It was kolal chitzov. Now I gave it to a cheresh. So that's a nupshia. A nupshia doesn't make chitzuf like you see by Nofel again. So why didn't Tosfos say, so the Gemara is gevaldik? I'm not asking the Gemara. The Gemara is great, but what's Tosfos' kasha?
Exactly.
I hear, but it's kasha l'chalik. It's kasha l'chalik.
That's like igniting a new fire.
At the emesis, and there was, and it was so posh to Tosfos such a distinction that he made a kasha out of it. Because Tosfos isn't a kasha. Tosfos should have answered. No, this is like nafal agedah. Giving it to a cheresh is like nafal agedah. It's a nupshia. Nupshia doesn't make chitzel. So I don't know. So unless we'll say, I mean, the chor is a kasha. Yeah.
I thought Tosfos was assuming that when I give it to a cheresh, show to the katan, so that's still considered an extension of my hand. It's therefore you can't say that it's.
But Tosfos only says because the cheresh of the katan is a ruach mitzuyah.
Right.
So it's a pshia.
So if that's true, so then it's true that the pshia happens afterwards, but it's a very different type of pshia than the case of the gather, because it's still an extension of my hand in this case.
And it's sort of like exactly the same that this is a different kind of pshia. This is a pshia not of not building together. This is a pshia of giving it to the cheresh to the katan. And it was posit to Tosfos that the pshia of giving it to the cheresh to the katan, that should be chitzov even after the genesis of the eish.
I don't know if it's a different type of pshia. It could be the same exact. It's just all one question. It's just whether or not it's still an extension of my hand.
Okay, again, I hear the chilukim, but it's still chilukim, mechudish the chilukim, and how did Tosfos know? I mean, maybe we have to say one of these chilukim. Unless we'll say, and maybe this is the emes, unless we'll say that our yesod is wrong, and a later pshia is also chitzuf. I think more about nafal ageda. Why isn't that chitzuf? We'll say no. The gemara means that the kriyat was nafal ageda and oyel olav ligdor means that it was nafal ageda. Because it was nafal ageda, there's a danger that a ruach mitzuya will carry the eish best together. It's not korv levadai, but it's a pshia. So therefore, it's as far as chitzov is concerned, there's no chitzov. Kol lechitzov. Because the original setting of the fire, which was certainly v'pshia, was deliberate. But that was already kol lechitzov. There was a gedet. Now there's a nupshia. But this nupshia is only on the level of pshia ruch mitzuya. Not mitzuya harbe. So this nupshia is a pshia of shmiris memoinoi, ishim ishim memoinoi. But it's not a pshia that can make ishim ishim chitzov. Maybe that's the emes. Maybe that's the pshat in that gemara and chav gimel and forget that our yisayid is wrong. There's no difference between a pshia at the beginning and a pshia later on. Any pshia turns the eish into chitzuf, and it'll come out of chiddush din. That if you had a case where the was nofel ageder, but it's a kind of nofel, it's a case of a nofel ageder where now it's karv levade that the eish is going to go beyond the geder. Maybe the eish is like right up against the geder. Now it's karv levade that it's going to spread. That would still be chitzuf. I know, radical things, places. I don't know what to do over here, but one way or another, we have to break out of this this impasse. Okay, so where we, let's just sum up. We have in Tosis, let's take it there, we'll think about Rashi for a minute. So we have in Tosis, that Tosis holds you don't need a Maisad Loka Mamish, all you need is a Pshia. All you need is a Pshia. Pshia Karv Levadai, Tosis and Kaddish. And the Pshia Karv Levadai makes it into Chitzuk. We have a Sofik. What about a Pshia Karv Levadai that happened later? Not when the Gachelis first became a Mazik. When it was already a Mazik, it was already an Eish. But I had a Pshia Karv Levadai that allowed it to go further. So that I'm not sure. Will that have a din of chitzav or not? That's totally this problem that I'm asking from Chav Gimel to Chav Beis. Chav Beis and Beis. But Kaparim, that sheet is a tesis. A pshia, but pshia karv levadai is enough to make it into chitzav. Rashi, Komer, is mashma, that you need. Rashi's mashma, that you need a maisad loka. That Rashi doesn't say anything about pshia. The passion in Rashi is that you need kishehid l'kaseish. Isha mishem chitzim needs a maisad loka mamash. So if you Rashi, in the case of Mosul l'cheresh oit v'kotan, the Gemara says chitzim l'cheresh, it's not your chitzim. Why is it not your chitzim? He was mad l'kaseish. Melatosis holds that who was mad l'kaseish is like mad l'mer. By the way, that's a chiddush also seen in Tosfos. Tosfos says you don't need madlik hasheish, but you see more than that. Not only do you not need for him to be madlik hasheish, even if he was madlik hasheish, that's not enough to make chitzel. Because in the case where you gave a fire to the cheresh of a kotan, the Mishnah says that you're potter. And Tosfos says the reason why, and the Gemara says you're potter, l'mandor mishum mishum chitzel, even if you gave him a shalheves, you're potter. Because it's kolul chitzel. Because it's not chitzel, it's chitzel the cheresh. But one second. Okay, and Tosis explains, because giving it to a cheresh is not a pshia gemura. So it's not a pshia gemura, but what happened to the fact that I actually lit the fire? When the Mishnah says that if I give a eish to a cheresh out of a koton, I'm potter within the adam, the cheresh is talking about a case even where I lit the fire. I mean, it doesn't say the cheresh, but presumably that's also included. Even if I lit the fire, if I give it to a cheresh out of a koton, I'm potter. And the Gemara says, bishlam l'adam ishim ishim chisib, we understand why I'm potter, because chisib the cheresh. And Tosis explains, what do you mean? What happened to the Pshia? So Tosis says, no, it's not a Pshia Karv Levadai. One second, fine, so it's not a Pshia Karv Levadai, but what happened to the Maisad Loka? Tosis only said that a Pshia Karv Levadai, that a Pshia is as good as a Had Loka. But here I actually have a Had Loka, so who needs the Pshia? The Chari, you see that according to Tosis, not only do you not need the Had Loka, but the Had Loka itself is Leimayla V'Leimayrd. If you have a Pshia Karv Levadai, then it's called your Eish, it's called your Chitzel. And if there's no Pshia Karv Levadai when you gave it to the Cheresh, then even though you did the Halacha, it's not called Chitzof. Maybe it's not Muchach. Maybe doing the Maisa Halacha would make it into Chitzof. But when I did the Maisa Halacha, it wasn't going to go so far, so it was Kol Lechitzof. Oh, that's the Pshat. If I do a Maisa Halacha Stam, and then it's, so then maybe I wouldn't need a Pshia. I mean, I don't even know what would be the case of a Maisad Loka that's not a Pshia too. But theoretically, maybe if I do a Maisad Loka Mamish, and it could go for the... So maybe the Maisad Loka would make it in the Chitzel. Tais Mechadish, you don't need a Maisad Loka Mamish, Pshia is as good as a Maisad Loka. But if I had a Maisad Loka, it's also Chitzel. I said in the Gemara, what's proud of the Gemara? So when I lit the fire, who cares there was no Pshia when I gave it to the Cheresh? But I did a Maisad Loka. The Torah says, but when I did the Maisad Loka, it wasn't going to go past my house. It wasn't going to go past my Rishus. So that was Chitzel, but that was Kol Chitzel. Now when I give it to the Cheresh, that's already a new Chitzov. But that new Chitzov, this place is not a Pshia, because not a Pshia Karv Levadai. Well, that's the Emes of Shabbat. But that's all good with Tosis, that it's totally in Shia. But according to Rashi, that it's totally in the Maisad Loka. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? Well, maybe this is going to be the answer. What's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's Chitzov the Cheresh. What do you mean Chitzov the Cheresh? It's my Chitzov, because I did the Maisad Loka. I was going to say this must be a new chiddush that according to Rashi is not called chitzav unless it's a ruach, but a cheresh can't have a status of ruach. Tosfos assumes that a cheresh and a ruach are the same thing. If it's mitzuyah, it's a cheresh is also a ruach. But Rashi holds no. For chitzav you need that it should be a force of nature. You do a maisad loka and then a force of nature takes it. That's called chitzav. But you do a maisad loka and a cheresh takes it or a kelev takes it. That's not called chitzav. But now I'm thinking maybe we don't need that. Maybe Rashi could agree that a kelev is called a ruach, that a cheresh is a ruach. But Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. That yes, of course I lit the idea of ma'aseh hadlaka, and that ma'aseh hadlaka was chitzov. Even if he tells us a ma'aseh hadlaka is chitzov, but that kichitzov was kol lechitzov because that was never going past my rishus. Now when I gave it to the cheresh, that's not my chitzov at all because that's not a ma'aseh hadlaka. That's not a ma'aseh hadlaka. So where's the chitzov? It's chitzov the cheresh. My chitzov were kol lechitzov. Oh, if you're asking about it, I don't need anything more. Tosis, the Shittosim says, one second, the hadlaka was called a chitzuv, but the giving over to the cheresh is a nupshia. And that, and Tosis also said, the pshia is as good as the hadlaka. In fact, Tosis, so what happened to that? Tosis answers, but it's not karev levada. That's very gishmak. That's very gishmak. Much better than what I wanted to say before. I mean, much better than what I was planning to say. We don't have to make this. I thought you have to say, a new machlekes is a cheresh like a ruach or not. Cheresh is a ruach. That's fine. That's in the kudah. Rashi also need a ma'aseh hadlaka because the Gemara is poshut. My ma'aseh hadlaka was kolah. Now I gave it to the cheresh. Where's the ma'aseh hadlaka? Tosis says, but now there's a new ma'aseh hadlaka. The giving over to the cheresh is a new ma'aseh hadlaka. Answers Tosis, but it's not a karev levada. So if a pshil is not karev levada, it's not a ma'aseh hadlaka. I have an interesting question. Yeah.
According to Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan would still have to say it's chayav because this would be mamono. So maskana of the Gemara mamono is also chayav. This shall have it should be chayav.
Yeah, that's Emes Taisis Kasha Rashi. Rashi says that there Rabbi Yochanan who patters by shall have it l'shitasai that ishim ishim chitzov, and therefore shall have it is potter. Taisis asked Rashi, but what happened to ishim ishim amayna? Because that Taisis says. Because of that, Taisus says that Rav Yochanan holds that even if Mishum Imoino Yet Shalheves is not Bori Hezek, it has to be a fire that's mamish moving. Shalheves just over here is not even not Bori Hezek either. Okay, we'll see when we get to the base. That's mamish Taisus Kasha Rashi. What does Rashi do with that? We'll have to think about it. I think we once talked about it. I don't remember what we said. I have a kasha, and I'm going to leave you with this kasha. This hard steer between two gemara. Somebody must ask this kasha. Maybe I'll leave it to. I'll ask them to look around. I looked in the mirror. I'm welcome. I didn't see anybody ask the kasha. So, very glaring kasha. That must be steer. What's the kasha? Kasha is the Gemara on Chot Beis and Mid Beis. Asks most of the Chayyim Shaita Bekalton. The Gemara says, so why are you part of the Yodim? Why are you part of the Yodim? Bishlam Adam Yishum Yishum Chitzov So Chitzov the Chayyim Shul. So you're peshed b'shmiris m'maynoi. Why aren't you chayav? So Gemara answers k'shemos lo gachelus. Apparently, gachelus not a mazik. You don't have to be shomer a gachelus. You can take a gachelus, give it to a cheresh to the cotton. Giving to a cheresh to the cotton, the chayav is not a shmir at all. Giving to a cheresh to the cotton is not a shmir at all. Says in the Gemara that a gachelus doesn't eat shmir. Right. Forget any all the fancy things we were talking about a minute ago. We were leaving. It's not relevant right now. Just shop more. The Gemara says a gachelus is innocuous. You can give even in the level of ishum shememayna. You don't have to watch a gachelus. You can take a gachelus, give it to a chayushay to the kotan. The chayushay to the kotan is a bad enough shemir, and it doesn't matter. Gachelus doesn't eat shmir. So I don't understand. The Gemara says gimel amar aleph by kelev shenotol charora u'mechayev the bala kelev. The Gemara answers, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? L'chayev nami balagachelus? Why are we mechayev the balagachelus? So the Gemara answers, b'shashimer gachalte. He's talking about we did a shmir on the gachelus. He closed the door. Then the Gemara asks, why is the balakelev chayev? Well, the Gemara says, Tam Dosses, Chasuri says, El Kelev. And the Shayim asks, why was it a good shmir for the balagachelus? And so on and so forth. Fine. But Akoponim, the Gemara is bothered, let's be mechayev the balagachelus. And the Gemara answers, the balagachelus must be that he did a shmir. He closed the door and he did a shmir. But if he didn't do a shmir, the Baal Gehelos would be chayav. Mamash isn't this a steer between two Gemaras? The Gemara in Bechot Beis says that Gehelos does not need a shmir. You can give a Gehelos to a Cheresh Shaita V'Kotun. If you give a Gehelos to a Cheresh Shaita V'Kotun, you have to assume he's going to open the door. Well, I don't know if he'll walk out with it, but he's certainly, you have certainly no guarantee he's not going to open the door. Doesn't matter. Gehelos doesn't need shmir. And the Gemara Chav Gimel Amar Aleph says that if the Balag Achelis didn't close the door, then we're mechayev the Balag Achelis for the Kelev walking off with it and making a shreifa, because the Balag Achelis was pesheva in the Shmir of his Gachelis.
Actually,
what you said
to the Nachas
Dov
yesterday,
that Gachelis
and
Gimel Amar Aleph
is like a
hiding the Gachelis
and
up and upgrade. So the Lefit Toysus is Nish. Not the Nachas Dov, it's Toysus. Lefit, what? Yeah. Toysus says, from other reasons, Toysus, Taisa said that the Mishnah of Kelev Shenot L'Charora is talking about many gecholim, that this charora is so full of gecholim that it's like gavza. It's even more than a shalavis. And Taisa machriach it because Taisa holds otherwise we wouldn't even be able to be mechayev the bala kelev. Now we talked about yesterday, but Taisa holds that if the gachelis doesn't need shmira, then there was no pshir in the keller going to the Rishus HaNizik vis-a-vis with the Godish, and we wouldn't even be able to be mechayev the Bala Gachelos. So it's muchuk in the Mishnah, we're not stam talking about a Gachelos. We're talking about a Gachelos that we're talking about many Gecholim that are like it's an explosive Charor. So once that's the case, back to Gemara. So if it's a Gachel, if it's that kind of, in that case, if I don't let's be mechayev the Bala Gachelos also. The Mishnah about Moshe L'Cher Shaita V'Koton is talking about stam a Gachelos. A Gachelos, not a Mazik. But the Mishnah of Gachelis Shinot Al Charor we know is not talking about Stama Gachelis. It's talking about a super Gachelis, many Gecholim. Because if not, we wouldn't be able to even be Mechayev the Bala Kelev, all Taisus holds. Oh, so then, of course, it's affecting much and the Mechayev very well. Lechayev Nami Bala Gachelis. And the Mechayev has to answer the Bala Gachelis to the good Shmir. But as the Nachos David mentioned, the Paiskim are not Mechalak like Taisus. The Rambam and the Tur, they're not Mechalak like Taisus. They seem to learn the Mishnah that it's not talking specifically about many Gecholim. Yes, I explained that because they hold that the Pshia is not the Knesset which is Hanizik, the Pshia is they have to be Hilich Achro, you have to be Yechzenev Biznova V'Yelech, and once you have to be Yechzenev Biznova V'Yelech, then even with the Kelev does with the Gachelis, you have to be careful about. But a Gachelis by itself does not require a Stama Gachelis by itself does not require a Shmir. Whatever it is, the Maisa of the Paiskim are not Mechalik. Nachos Dovid said, none of the Paiskim are Mechalik, Paiskim are Chilik. So they learn the Mishnah that it's still an ordinary Gachelis. Well, if the Mishnah is talking about an ordinary Gachelis, so then it's Mamash Hasfir between two Gemaras. What does the Gemara want with it that we should Mechayev the Bala Gachelis? The Mishnah, the Gemara says in the Chavbeis and Mabeis, for the Dover Poshut, that if you give a Gachelis to a Chayev Shoyt of a Kotten, for goodness sake, it's still not called you're not Chayev. Why? Because it's not a Shmira. Because even though it's not a Shmira, a Gachelis doesn't need Shmira. But if a Gachelis doesn't need Shmira, who cares if he closes the door or not? So I don't know what to do there. Okay, I gotta run. So, talk to Shabbos. Wherever you are.